It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggest moments were lots of excuses, injuries, sure, but what about building depth or having a backup plan? How many times do we have to look at our trash, offensive line, special teams, and dear God, Dick Campbell off the field? Kyle Shanahan needs to stop being a scheme guy and start being a leader of men, because right now the Niners need more than a genius on a whiteboard. They need someone who can win when things don't go according to plan. Thank God we got the Niners faithful to understand what I'm talking about. I'm out, fellas.
Tell me how you really feel. That's for Ducci. El Dorado Hills, baby. It's Paisan. All right, wears his heart on his sleeve. I respect that. He's frustrated.
But he's an Italian.
I got to say this, and thank you, Tony.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you need to see from him that's tangible that can get this thing turned around? Because it's great when you just come at us with fire Shanahan, or I'm very upset with Shanahan. Come with what do you want him to do? You missed a first team All-Pro in Charvarius Ward, who was out for personal reasons, still grieving the loss of his daughter. You didn't have first team All-Pro George Kittle. You didn't have Nick Bosa, first team All-Pro guy, a DPOY guy in the most crucial part of the game. You have Christian McCaffrey coming off bilateral Achilles tendonitis, which he's still dealing with right now. Like, this guy's got problems all over the place. He doesn't have second team All-Pro Brandon Ayuk. Yeah. It just might be a lost season.
It just might be.
Those are a lot of really good players I listed off, Bonte. By the way, Talanoa Hufanga, another guy that was an All-Pro player that you don't have. So, like,
play what,
sooner
two games?
Or later, exactly. Sooner or later, that stuff catches up with you. I'm sorry. It just does.
Tough day. Are we firing? I'm not firing Kyle Shanahan today, but look, you talk about urgency or whatnot. They've got to create urgency. These players are grown-ass men. They've been playing football a long, long time. I don't know if you want a rah-rah speech from Shanahan, if you want him to throw a clipboard or whatnot, but at some point, when are we going to hold players accountable for jumping off sides? What about Leonard Floyd, who I was high on coming into the season? Leonard Floyd has done diddly poo, diddly squat. What about him playing and earning him $2 million and being a good edge rusher opposite of Nick Bosa? All right? Devontae Campbell, you bring him into free agency. Isaac Yadam, you bring him in for free agency. These guys got to step up. And you know what? The defense played fine. This is on the offense. This is on Deebo Samuel winning one-on-one matchups at the line of scrimmage. He just can't do it. He just can't gain separation. In the one play, he does gain separation on a final possession for the 49ers on 2nd-and-11. Brock Purdy airmails it. Simply airmailed it. Play was there. He airmailed it. Quarterback's got to make the throw. All right.
He had six passes defended yesterday, the Seattle Seahawks team. Like, that happens
batted
a lot.
Balls. With batted balls.
A lot of batted balls.
We saw a lot with Jimmy, and we saw it a lot with Brock Purdy.
And especially Brock because of his height. Like, yep. That's the thing with that. Like, it, as much as, like, we don't want to go back to, like, the skill set or the physical attributes of a Brock Purdy, that comes to rear its head more often than not when they're in the losses.
I mean, the plays, I don't even know if the plays were good because nobody can get off a press man. They can't separate. The Niners are one of the worst teams in the league when it comes to wide receivers separating at the line of scrimmage. Sounds like a personnel problem, which is why you draft Ricky Pearsall. But I don't know if Ricky Pearsall is that guy. Two targets yesterday, and I swear to God, at times Spinotti had to look down and say, "Is 14 out there?" Because he wasn't getting open.
No. And again, it goes back to Mike McDonald. I think he did a great job adjusting from that first matchup and their loss up in Seattle on Thursday night. Up until now, again, no George Kittle changes a lot of that. But you know what? He wasn't crying about that. I'm sure the Seahawks were missing guys in that first matchup, too, that they didn't have and couldn't deal with. So listen.
You know what it sounds like? To cut you off, but
no, it's fine.
You know what it sounds like? Because we're going to take more calls here, and a lot of people talk about Shanahan. You think that if the 49ers just said, hey, we're going to listen to this fan base, we're going to listen to some of these idiots out here and fire Shanahan and move on from them, you feel comfortable moving on with Purdy instead of Shanahan? What happens if Purdy goes into another scheme?
Oh, I think
Purdy execute it? Like, everybody's crying about Ben Johnson, right? Well, you see the way Ben Johnson runs offense. Can Purdy execute that offense?
That's a phenomenal question right now, Bonte, because it's not even close. If you were just to put both of these guys out in free agency, Kyle Shanahan or Brock Purdy, are you kidding me? Almost the entire league is taking Kyle Shanahan over Brock Purdy. It's not even close to me. Mm. Not even close. Stop. Full stop right there.
I'm asking the question.
No, it's a great question.
You guys ready to move on from Shanahan and just move on with Brock or vice versa?
Like,
or just run it back with both? I mean.
It's interesting because if you ask 49ers fans, especially today, would they do a John Gruden type of deal like the Raiders did when they traded him to Tampa for a couple first round picks?
Yeah, that would be a mistake.
That would be a huge mistake. But I feel like today, on a day like today, again, we're upset, we're emotional. People would be like, yeah, I'd do that. Stop.
Let's go to Andre in East Palo Alto. Andre, what's happening?
EPA. You're on the roast.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Great morning show. You know how I started out. The best morning show in the morning. All day, every day.
That.
But yeah, just like how the passionate guy was on the phone a while ago. I mean, he hit it on the head, and I felt him. Like, Kyle Shanahan, you got to manage the game better, bro. Like, I know you've seen Christian McCaffrey. It's his second game back. He had no training camp. Second game back, he struggled a little bit. Throw the other two guys in there. They've proven in games that they can get it done. They've done it time again. It's just like how the other guy said, Mr. D from whatever. He said, when Kyle Shanahan lose one guy, he acts like the whole playbook is in the shitter. No.
Hey, we're emotional today, Bonte. It's all right. It happens.
Still there?
No. Go ahead. Yeah, he cussed. You can't cuss. You gotta take a playoff for the day. It's all right. It happens. Get excited.
Just another day on the road. Let's go to Rocky and Vallejo. Rocky, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Very therapeutic show. Number one show in the Bay Area, no doubt.
Thank you, Rocky.
You know what? So. And everyone's talking about Shanahan. No doubt, Shanahan had some bad, questionable play calls and this and that. But you, obviously, you guys know he's one of the best coaches in the league. If you refire him, he's going to be picked up. My biggest issue is the defense in terms of the last play. You know, we have no sophisticated blitz. Any blitz that comes through are basically Fred Warner up the middle, and that's hella predictable. We need to mix it up, bring Mustafa on the blitz. Mustafa's a missile out there. D. Winter needs to play more. Campbell needs to be on the bench. And Brendel, man, this guy is horrible, man. He's got to be the worst center in the league. We got to bring Feliciano up. Bring him off the IR, and I'll take your comments off the air. Thank you.
Yeah. It's not going to solve everything.
It's not.
Yeah. It's John Feliciano, the guy that whiffed in the Super Bowl, one of the most important plays, too. He blamed it on his teammate. Okay.
Well, Burford did take accountability for it.
Exactly. Yeah, but Feliciano also
playing the blame game. Yeah, exactly. On Twitter. Like, yeah, that was weak. That was weak.
Stop. So, like, I don't think that's Feliciano. Like, there's so many more problems with this team that I've listed off.
Yeah.
Just the missing of just your, when you're missing your blue chippers, like, that makes a difference. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it does. I listed off all the guys you're missing right now that are first-team all-pro players. You don't just make that up with a bunch of rookies. No matter how good this class has been, and it's been a great class for them. Yeah. This rookie class has been unbelievable for them, what they've asked of them, and with a Dominic Pooney, with all these guys that they've asked. But it rears its ugly head when you go up against some guys and some teams that have DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. And say what you will about Geno Smith. I know he has a lot of turnovers and he hasn't played well against the 49ers, but he leads the NFL in passing yards, and he will dice you up. And he did that yesterday when it mattered most.
888-957-9570 is the number. That is the phone number for you to call in and air your grievances and your frustrations on what the 49ers need to do to get back on track. Or is it a wrap? Is that it? Even though they're one game back of the Arizona Cardinals and it looks ugly right now, trust me. I feel dirty for even saying it. But the facts are the facts. I don't want anybody to get confused with the facts. Facts are they're a game back of the Arizona Cardinals. Facts are they still play Arizona. They play the LA Rams. And I get they play Buffalo and Green Bay and Chicago and Miami down in South Beach. I get all that. The facts are they can turn this thing around. Do I believe they can turn it around? It certainly doesn't feel like they can turn it around. But the NFL's been weird. It's been a very weird season in the league.
Yeah, it has been. Like, the offense has been down, but, like, do you attribute that to the defense? Do you attribute that to just bad quarterback play? It's been a mixed bag of a year. So maybe in a year like this, everything is just, you know, you throw out your preconceived notions and you just go forward and see what happens. But
not only that, but Spadone, you know, people are talking about firing Kyle Shanahan. You think Jed York wants to spend more money on the fired coach and hire a new one?
No.
Like, we got to also think about that. He's making over $10 million a season. He signed through 2026. So you're going to eat $20 million just to eat $20 million?
That's what bad franchises do. That's what the Las Vegas Raiders do when you fire Josh McDaniels or you fire John Gruden or you fire Antonio Pierce or if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, that's what those teams do, firing a Doug Peterson, right? Like, that's what those teams, that's not what the 49ers do. They went through enough of that in the Chip Kelly, Tom Sula era where they don't want to go back to that.
Yep.
That was enough for them. And they've got a taste of winning. They got so close twice. And I think Jed York knows that. And I think Jed York likes being out. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight anymore. He's learned from that. He doesn't want to have to do those coaches searches again because, God, it's a nightmare. It's so hard to find a good head coach. I don't think people realize how hard it is.
Good coach and good GM and John Lynch. You got a good pairing here. You had a good draft with the rookie class. Renardo Gregg, he could play. He could play. This guy's tough. He ain't afraid of no moment, man. He was going at DK. Renardo Green's tough. DeAndre Lenore's tough. He just gave him 5 years, $92 million, and a very team-friendly deal for this year when it comes to dollars and cents.
He had 8 tackles yesterday.
So he was fine. Look, you've had some good picks. Dominic Pooney, you know you got a right guard. You know you got one here. But I'm not sitting here saying, hey, man, oh. You know, when you don't have Drake Greenlaw, you miss the juice defensively. You don't have George Kittle, you miss the juice offensively. And what we're finding out here, is that Deebo Samuel may be time to move on after the season. It may be time to move on from him after the season because of what you're trying to do. And if you evolve and you want to have some sort of shift in a philosophical mindset here, and you want to do things differently, I'm not sure Deebo fits. I'm not sure he fits. Now, you get the ball in his head. Yeah, sure, he could break a long one, but and I haven't seen it much this season. I really haven't.
I mean, the most glaring issue for me yesterday, and yes, offensively, was the lack of separation, but it's just, you need another number two beside Nick Bosa. Like, he can't do it all by himself. And sooner or later, this was going to happen with this injury and these piling up because he's just been asked to play so much more than he's used to in the previous years. His usage rate is sky high. And, you know, he used to joke around with Baldy a little bit, and Baldy's going to join you guys tomorrow because he does each and every Tuesday at 7:30, Baldy's Breakdowns, one of the best in the NFL. But he even said, he talked about it, so he's like, yeah, man, your usage rate, I see this guy Max Crosby, you know, he's playing every single down, every single snap. Why aren't you doing that? He's like, yeah, well, I got to save myself for the playoffs. My usage rate can't be that high. I got to be fresh. Well, he's not fresh this year, and it's not looking good. It looks like he may miss next week, depending on how this oblique injury goes, heading into Green Bay. So it's just stuff like that. When you thought Leonard Floyd was going to be that dude, he just hasn't been. And I feel like,
It's been disappointing with Leonard Floyd.
And it goes back to what you prioritized in the offseason. Mm-hmm. Ricky Pearsall, was that the pick in the first round?
Well, you know, we're going to find out.
When I see what Jared Verse is doing with the Los Angeles Rams,
it's...
Your guy at Florida State, he's been balling.
Verse and Fisk. But not only that, I look at these four picks, And we're going to monitor this for the next 4 years. Pearsall, Leggett, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey. Four wide receivers went. 31, 32, 33, 34. And right now, the best of the bunch is Ladd McConkey out of Georgia. It's not even close.
Those Georgia boys, man.
It's not even close. This guy, Ladd McConkey, I didn't think he was going to be this good in the league. Damn. He's good.
And it's not like he's in, like, he was like an inch shorter than Pearsall. It's like his measurables weren't that crazy. Hell, our guy Baldy, who I just mentioned, he kind of, you know, likened him a little bit to Ricky Pearsall. Like, those guys he thought were kind of similar. So, and yeah, he's changed everything for that offense with the run first offense, by the way, with Jim Harbaugh, where we know very well. And Justin Herbert looks like a totally different quarterback now.
He does.
He looks incredible. And that style of play,
incredible.
That style of play travels.
He was throwing laser beams. Oh my gosh. I said, damn, Jim Harbaugh saved Justin Herbert's career. Yep. It's not that Justin Herbert wasn't talented.
No.
He had talent. We all felt like that, but it was like, yo, he hasn't lived up to the hype. Damn, he's living up to it now, and the Chargers are rolling.
God, Cincinnati's defense is so bad.
Well, they made plays in the second half. They gave their McPherson, make a kick. Make a kick. Burrow, you had Jamar Chase deep wide open.
And you hate kickers, Bonte. Keep it on the real.
I'm starting to hate kickers. I'm starting to hate them. They get on my damn nerves. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.